God has put the whole world into our heart. That's what King Solomon teaches us in Koheles and Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, where he writes, Gam es ha'olam nosan belibam. He placed the world into their hearts. And as the Zohar explains and Chassidus elaborates this beautiful pasuk, what does it mean that God put the world into our heart? It means that to fix the world, to perfect the world, to stop all suffering and the opposite, to make the world into a beautiful garden that it was supposed to be from the time of its creation, to perfect the world is based on what goes on in our minds and our hearts. You see, some people think that to fix the world, to save the world, you have to like start this gigantic organization, take out full-page ads in some kind of newspaper or mass media or something, fly to Africa or something for 20 years. And those are all great things, and all the power to them, to those that do those things. But Jews always knew the secret. The mystical secret of the perfection of the world is based on what's happening in our minds and our hearts. Gam es ha'olam nosan belibam. Hashem placed the world in our hearts. And as the Alter Rebbe explains at the end of Tanya chapter 33, that when we're able to meditate on the unity of God, to see the whole world and all of reality and all the details that we see every single day, when we're able to actively focus and see how all of that is within Hashem at all times, like letters of speech before a person articulates them, or like the ray of the sun before it leaves the sun, when we could go through life and have that meditation in our head, whatever we look at as we're meditating on that becomes unified with Hashem. It actually metaphysically transforms reality, for God has placed the world in our heart. Right now, the world is a Rishus HaRabim, a public thoroughfare with millions of separate, independent, selfish people, things, myriads of what seem to be disparate, separate, contradicting parts that so often have strife and run up against each other. But when a person is able to go through life in a way that one is always unifying the world with Hashem, and of course that also is through mitzvahs, to actually physically doing mitzvahs with physical things and learning Torah. But just by looking properly at the world, by being able to, everything you look at, realize how it's all part of God's infinite light, and to feel how you and it and that person and whatever you're experiencing all together are within Hashem, you're actually transforming the world. Because Gam es ha'olam nosan belibam, because God has placed the world in our heart. And if we see all of reality as one giant organism that has the light of God flowing in it, through it, and as it, when we see that in our minds and our hearts, we turn the whole world into a Rishus HaYochid, the private domain of God, because everything is revealed to be essentially all manifestations of Hashem's light. Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov that his coming, that the messianic redemption, that the perfection of reality will be when all people will be able to unify the world reality with God like the Baal Shem Tov did. And in a little taste of that, as the Alter Rebbe taught in Tanya, and especially in Tanya chapter 33, what does it mean to make Yichudim, to unify reality with Hashem? It means that when you're going through life, whatever you're doing, if you're in the bank, the drugstore, the grocery store, a gas station, wherever you happen to be, whatever you're looking at, recognize that the particular things you're seeing are like the letters of speech that a person utters before he said them, or like the ray of the sun before left the sun. It's the private domain of Hashem. There's only Hashem, and everything is within Hashem. And this is how we bring shalom la'olam, how we bring peace to earth, peace into the world. Because true peace is when what seemed like an enemy is transformed into a friend, and that allows the messianic rainbow to shine in reality. When we could really live in such a way where we feel how everything, whatever we're looking at and visualizing, keep in your mind, to be able to be conscious in the deepest way that you're always and everything is all one unity, it's all Hashem. Or as the holy Rav Kook writes, radiant is the world soul, full of splendor and beauty, full of life, of souls hidden, of treasures of the Holy Spirit, of fountains of strength, of greatness and beauty. Proudly I ascend toward the heights of the world soul that gives life to the universe. How majestic the vision. Come, enjoy. Come, find peace. Embrace delight. Taste and see that God is good. May we truly have the joy that Tanya chapter 33 is trying to have us have in our lives at all time. The ultimate closeness to God by realizing that we're all within Hashem. There's a unity, there's just Hashem Echad. Let us have that vision of greatness and beauty, the height of the world soul that gives life to the universe, and thereby bring about what Mashiach promised the Baal Shem Tov, that when all Jews will make divine unifications, when with our minds we will have these ideas affixed firmly to be able to meditate deeply on Hashem, we will see Mashiach with our physical eyes. May we mamish see it today.